Welcome to Business Infrastructure, the podcast about curing back office blues of fast-growing businesses. If you're a business owner or operator looking for practical tips and solutions to scaling your business in a sustainable manner, you're in the right place. Now here's your hostess, Alicia Butler-Pierre.
Hello, it's great to be with you today. I'm Alicia, and joining me right here, also in Atlanta, Georgia, is Gifford Pace. Today's episode is brought to you by Equilibria Incorporated. And this season, as you know, if you've been listening, is all about profitable processes. And Gifford is actually going to share with us today a process for managing inventory and fulfilling orders. Gifford, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have this conversation with you today.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm doing really well. Now, you and I were actually introduced to each other by my attorney, shout out to Steve Wigmore. Mm-hmm. And we were at a networking event and Steve said, Alicia, you have to meet Gifford. You have to have a conversation with him. And when I found out what you do and where you work, I immediately understood why Steve wanted us to connect, because it was probably because of my book. And he was probably thinking I had all of this inventory stacked up at my house and I need to have a conversation with Gifford. But with that being said, can we first start off with you telling us more about you're a business development consultant at FSI, which is Fulfillment Strategies International. Can we first start off with you telling us a little bit more about what you do and what FSI does for customers?
Well, what I do specifically is identify business owners, entrepreneurs, all the way up to Fortune 500 companies that are looking for, essentially, to get their garage back. They're frustrated with the idea of packing boxes. They didn't get into a business because they felt like it was, I've got to pack some boxes and I really want to store some stuff in my garage and I want to employ my kids and my dog in the process. And so what I do is talk to folks and about what they're currently doing as far as order fulfillment, what systems they're hooked up to, where are their troubles with delivery of their products, because ultimately what we're trying to do is help those customers get their products into the hands of the consumer. Now, that could be either through their front door or through a retail establishment. Maybe it's a smaller retail mom and pop shop, large percentage of the U.S. economy, as well as maybe the big box stores like Bed Bath & Beyond, mm-hmm. Delk, Macy's, Dillard's, you name it, Home Depot, all of those things, a lot of big challenges there. So we can do a lot of things for that client that, again, is struggling with order fulfillment, inventory management, customer satisfaction even, because if you don't get your stuff on time and it's not the right stuff, that's pretty bad.
Exactly. Exactly. And I have a big smile on my face as I'm listening to you, because I can remember when I first wrote my book and it was released in last year. So this was like October 2018.
Congratulations.
Thank you. People were asking me, so why don't you just order a couple of hundred copies of your book and you can do all of that yourself, Alicia. And the first thing I thought about was, one, I want my garage. I don't want my garage.
Yeah.
I don't want my garage filled with boxes of books.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I thought about was, if I'm going to be hitting the road trying to promote this book, I can't afford to have people wait a long time to receive the book. So what happens if you go on vacation, for example, and these orders are coming in and you're not at home to be able to fulfill those orders in a timely manner? And I love that you kind of ended your last response talking about this, because it's a great segue into something that I was thinking about. You can actually have the best, greatest product in the world, but if you make a promise to deliver that product to a consumer in a certain period of time and you don't meet that promise, who cares how good the product is, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So can you walk us through what a typical engagement looks like for you and the folks over at FSI? How do you even get started? I'm sure there's some type of consultation that takes place first. Can you kind of walk us through that overall process, Gifford?
Yeah. I mean, once we identify what the client's issues are, and provide the pricing and get kind of all of the paperwork established and set up. Then a professional from our organization, Hope, she will contact you and go through the list of onboarding documents and needs. And essentially what that is where, how many SKUs, when are we supposed to be getting inventory, what's your sales platform, delivery of the inventory, and then begin to work with you to set that up. And then once we get that set up, she's going to test the orders, and it's probably going to be about a 30 to 60 days, and maybe even 90 days, depending on the size of the account, where she is really just babysitting the onboarding process. And so she is testing orders, making sure that they're right. And then once she's able to confirm that, that customer service rep is going to be your day-to-day contact with FSI. And that individual is going to be, you know, printing out the orders, getting them to the floor, making sure everybody is getting out on time, handling any issues that come up. Because as much as I'd like to say that there are no issues, there are. But it's a matter of how you deal with those. And that's what we do. We deal with those issues and we help the client really kind of push the products out the door. I mean, we've got a 99.95% accuracy rate in terms of shipping product. Yeah. And so we're handling that pretty well. So, but again, the customer service rep is your advocate on the day-to-day basis. And then it's a matter of our warehouse team is out there making sure that they're getting the product in, that we get it into the shelves. Because if we can't get it onto the shelf, we got like essentially a 24-hour dock to stock, meaning comes in the dock, we got to get it into the inventory. Because if we can't get it into the inventory, then, you know, we can't fill orders from it. Mm-hmm. Last thing an entrepreneur or a new business owner wants is back orders. And so as soon as we get inventory in, it starts filling back orders if there are any. But we obviously are taking strides to make sure that inventory is here when it's needed. We've got some reorder points that can be set up for the entrepreneur to do. And of course, the entrepreneur and the business owner can see the inventory and say, okay, well, what are my stock levels? Where are my orders going to? When were they delivered? And what's the usage been on any specific inventory product that was there? So, and that's kind of the gist of it. We'll do, you know, account reviews based on 90 days, 6 months, yearly reviews. And of course, I'm available as well to address any issues that are out there that are beyond the CSR. But again, most of the time, the issues are handled by the CSR and, you know, just working in partnership. And that's kind of a big deal with us. We've only got, you know, about 120, 130 different clients. So that partnership and that concentration on the consumer or on the client really is key.
Mm-hmm. As I'm listening to you, one question that came to mind almost immediately is, if, let's just say, widget, just to use a generic term. Yeah. So
we get a lot of those, by the way.
So, okay, I am a producer. I make this widget.
Yeah.
Do I send batches of my widget to FSI and you all then store that for me? And then, so that's part one of the question. And then part two is, once you all start storing my widgets in your warehouse, how do I set up the order fulfillment from my end through my website, for example?
Good question. So yes, absolutely. You're going to have, let's say, 10,000 widgets. And you're going to need to store them somewhere. Again, your garage, a storage unit, or whatever. So you put them here at our facilities. And at that point, then, we will use that stock to fulfill the orders as they come through. Now, those orders are going to be coming through either through your website, a shopping cart that you will have made, or have an agency or a website development team build that shopping cart, and or a sales channel or a sales platform like Amazon Seller Central and Vendor Central, those types of things. So those channels can, or even, well, that those are pretty much the top two. So those would come through to us via API, you know, just basically the language, and then we're able to take those orders and fulfill them out on a daily basis. So we're going to get those orders automatically. The less hands that touch, you know, things, the more efficient you become. So we don't want to receive faxes anymore. I got an order here. Let's fax this in. Some of your readers probably don't even know what a fax machine looks like. So, but yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's APIs.
Okay. And that's just some type of coding language. It's just a matter of some back-end coding on the websites to make sure your systems communicate with each other. Okay.
Yeah, because it is all a matter of mapping data. Incoming data needs to go to our system to certain fields. We provide that kind of mapping code back to your programmers so that they can put that into their system so that the data flows freely.
Okay. Do you have customers who come to you and FSI and they may say, look, I guarantee a certain turnaround period for shipping orders out? Do you have customers like that? And if so, how do you all arrange that on your end in the warehouse to make sure that those orders actually are shipped?
Well, there's a couple of ways to do it. We'll establish a cutoff time for our clients, basically, and come in and say, okay, any order that gets in before this time frame, we can say it's going to go out that same day.
Okay.
If after that time frame, then what we can do is we have rush orders, you know, capability to where we can kind of move it to the top of the line. With that being said, for instance, on Amazon, it's pretty important that the client set up that time to help us out and to help obviously themselves out. They have to set the time on the front end that if to tell the client, hey, if you order before this time, we'll go ahead and send it out so that the client understands what the back end looks like. It's a matter of the continuity of conversation or communication there between the client, meaning the ultimate end user, and us. So.
Okay. And I think I remember this from a previous conversation with you that you all can also customize the packaging itself for a customer. Is that correct? So if someone wanted their company's logo on the box, is that a service that you all also provide?
Well, we would let them do that themselves.
Okay.
In terms of the logo and things like that. Now, that being said, we've got tons of generic boxes. We can also have a logoed box as a SKU as part of your overall customer experience.
Okay.
And then use that. And I'll take I'll give you a quick example. A subscription box basically is, we want this special logoed box and we want to put a lot of things in it and we're going to change it every month. We don't know how many pieces are going to go into it, but we definitely want the box to be the same experience. So we say, okay, great. Well, we'll use that. We'll put the stuff in it. We'll, you know, put tissue paper on it, stickers on it, all of that stuff. And we have to protect that. We have to put it into a master case and then we can ship those out. So that's definitely doable. But we let the client basically work through that logo on the box and what all that needs to be.
Okay. This is the Business Infrastructure Podcast. And so for those listening for the first time, I'd like to take a moment to just quickly define what business infrastructure actually is. It's simply a system for how you link your people, your processes, and your tools together to ensure growth in a profitable and sustainable way. Now, Gifford, you've shared with us some of the people, and you've also talked briefly about some of the different tools that you all use. In terms of people, I heard, you know, there's a customer service representative that serves as a primary point of contact. There's obviously the people who work in the warehouse. Are there other people who can get involved in working with your customers to ensure that order fulfillment and inventory management process is as seamless as possible?
Well, a big part of that is information technology. And obviously that is a matter of making sure they are working behind the scenes to really make sure that the data flows properly and that there aren't any hiccups. So they're working on the front end to make sure that happens. They're also working on the back end to make sure that you as a client can see the inventory and get the reports that you need to make sure that your business is moving forward. And so they're going to be doing both of those types of things. So that's the IT folks. And just like any other business, I mean, there's executive management that's got the vision of where the organization needs to go. HR is working with us to make sure that we, you know, we've got about 60 full-time employees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then we're seasonal too. So we're going to basically go in and, you know, if we have a kitting project, say, you know, we would bring in extra folks to be able to do that. Although the key people on those kitting projects would be full-time employees so that they can manage and oversee the temporary staff.
As I listen to you, I'm like, okay, so definitely you would want to outsource your inventory management to a company like an FSI, because as your volume starts to increase, that could just be a nightmare trying to keep up with all of the inventory. And then on your end, trying to keep up with the bookkeeping associated with the inventory.
Right.
Oh my gosh, what a mess. And so,
And that's great, because the growth, the flexibility is key. I mean, you're getting into the business because you want to grow. You don't, you know, it's like, I want to make this as big as possible or enough to sustain me, whatever your goal is. And that's where we allow you to be that strategic individual that says, okay, you guys can do this. I don't really want to pack boxes. It needs to be good. It needs to be done well. But I want to go build relationships. I want to start another project.
Exactly.
I want to build, you know, increase my portfolio of relationships, of networking. The key thing that I personally like to promote is really the highest and best use of your time. And so if you look at it from whatever you're doing on a day-to-day basis, is this the highest and best use of my time? Am I helping others succeed? That's really it. That's what we're trying to help people do. And if we can do that, then we'll be successful and you will be successful.
I love that. You know, always asking yourself, is this the highest and best use of my time? Mm-hmm. That's a great way to help you quickly reach the right decision, hopefully the right decision. Now, getting back to tools, you mentioned API. You also talked about reports that you all have to help monitor inventory levels or report on inventory levels. Are there any other types of tools that you all leverage in facilitating inventory management and order fulfillment?
Well, our current warehousing system allows us to be able to help guide and route the pickers as they're going through the warehouse to be able to go to the bin or the pallet location that is closest to them. And then what is the next one that's closest, you know, after that? So they can pick several different orders in route as they go through the warehouse. So that's an efficiency issue that we can do, because again, we have about 120, 130 different clients. So what we're trying to do is make sure that their time is used efficiently.
And it is a 24/7 operation, right?
Actually, we work from Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And 8:30 to about 4:30 for them. So essentially, but then Mondays with the holiday weekends, Mondays tend to be a little bit busier because we're catching up from Saturday and Sunday.
Sure.
And then pushing those out. So, but mainly it's a Monday through Friday operation.
Something else I just thought of, Gifford. So we're approaching holiday season.
Yes.
And I'm sure things get really crazy for you all during that time of year. Yep. How do you prepare your customers for that? Are there conversations that you all start having in advance with your customers just to make sure that they're ready? And so that you all, if you have to hire maybe some temp workers between the months of, you know, October to, let's say, December, how does that work?
Well, interestingly enough, I mean, yes, we're going to be getting, you know, those daily communications, more inventory will be coming in. So there'll be kind of an uptick in the communications. That's also part of the beauty of it. You don't necessarily have to have all those communications because we know that that's coming. And so we're already proactively hiring people, bringing folks in, ramping up our current staff to say, okay, it's the busy season. I mean, they understand that it's the busy season. They're consumers as well. So, and plus they like turkey. And so... So they say, so they got, you know, they understand about Black Friday, Cyber Monday, you know, all.
Okay, good.
They get it, you know.
Yeah.
So they're here too. And they're like, yep, okay, we know we're starting to be busy. The other thing about it is that even though it's 120 different or 130 different clients, we have a pretty consistent flow of product out the door. So there is a slight tick, but it's not like 1,000 times more. So it is
okay.
It's pretty even. So we just do it that way.
Okay, awesome. Well, let's take a moment to hear a quick word from our sponsor. And when we come back, I'd like to know if there's any additional advice that you can offer to our listeners as it relates to inventory management. Equilibria Inc. is an operations management consulting firm offering products and services to help fast-growing small businesses scale with less pain. Visit eqbsystems.com for more information. And we are back with Gifford Pace. Gifford, great information. We're talking about Black Friday, Cyber Monday, especially important if you have a fast-growing business. You might be at a point where you have more demand than you can actually supply. It makes sense to outsource this to a company like FSI. Do you have any other advice to those who may be listening and they're thinking, well, yeah, you know, I still don't see how this would be a cost savings for me?
Well, the question becomes, what's it worth versus what's it cost? Your time is valuable. Again, back to the highest and best use. So how much is that customer worth to you? How much is that brand worth to you? Those are the questions. Yes, it is a matter of you're going to be looking at cost, but you have to look at the opportunity cost that's associated with it. You know, what is your time worth? And that's how we can grow. We can put multiple people onto your inventory where if it's you or your relatives or your dog or whatever, I mean, those are only a limited number of folks. So we can definitely put additional time, talent, and technology on your account.
And it will be done correctly.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So I'm all for it. You know, I love this idea of really understanding what your time is worth and what you should and should not be spending time on. Are there any resources that you could recommend where we can learn maybe more about inventory management? I have one quick question after you answer that, but yeah, as it relates to inventory management, order fulfillment.
Well, I mean, there are several industry, you know, specific groups that are out there. You can do that. You can network around as well as potentially trade shows. I mean, networking in general is a great thing. You can come onto the FSI website. We've got some blogs, articles there. We tell you a little bit about how we do things and what's important to us. And then back in terms of trade shows, we attend the SEMA show in Vegas, which is automotive parts, the National Hardware Show, the Affiliate Summit, the SUPTA, the Subscription Box Trade Show Association. Those are all places where they have tremendous amount of resources there that can help you, just help you grow your business. And fulfillment is definitely one of those parts.
I'm going to ask this question purely out of curiosity. So, you know, because we're talking about being efficient, do you all use just-in-time inventory management techniques in the warehouse? In other words, rather than having 12,000 widgets stored, if there's only maybe a quest for 100 a month, does it really make sense to have 12,000 in inventory? Do you all employ those types of techniques?
Well, yes and no. That's truly left in kind of the hands of the client.
Okay.
You know, so while we're okay with having just enough inventory to fulfill the orders, it gets really kind of dicey back to your brand, you know, if you've got back orders. And so that is a big issue with not being able to fulfill promises of delivery. And so it's one of those things where, hey, we can do just in time if you want. We'd prefer to have more than that. And that's why we set the reorder points in our system that says, okay, when you get down to 500 of these widgets or whatever the number is, it fires off emails that says, okay, it's time to reorder. We're getting low. You need to get us some more. So,
and do you all have the capacity or capability to do international shipping as well? Not just
yes.
Domestic, but internet. Okay, great.
Yeah, yeah.
Because one of my last questions for you, Gifford, is for those who are listening who may be saying, well, you know, FSI sounds like an amazing company, but unfortunately, I'm not in the state of Georgia. Would you still be able to work with clients that aren't necessarily in the Metro Atlanta area?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've got clients all across the U.S. and in Canada.
Oh, awesome.
And so, yeah, we're working with them in terms of their domestic, and when I mean domestic, I mean, you know, the U.S., as well as international shipping. I mean, it's interesting. The Canadian company that works with us, because we have two, they basically have us ship internationally for them. So we're shipping to Australia, New Zealand, and we're handling all of that documentation and working with them from that standpoint.
That's awesome. I'm glad I asked that question. How can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can call the office, and that would probably be the best way to do, would be 678-391-5980, or shoot me an email at Gifford P, as in Pace, at fsi3pl.com, or just go to the website and click contact us and we'll get it. The reason why I suggest the phone conversation is that's how we understand, or at least I understand, really what's going on behind the scenes. I mean, you know, an email only contains so much, but the frustration doesn't necessarily come through the email. It can, but talking with somebody and really understanding what they're trying to do is really what we're all about.
Do you mind repeating that phone number again?
Yeah, okay. 678-391-5980.
Okay, perfect. Well, Gifford, this has been a real pleasure. Thank you so much for taking time out to speak with me today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having us. We're really excited about it.
Yeah, and just hang on for a second. I'm going to do a recap before we officially end the show. Now, Gifford described to us both an order fulfillment as well as inventory management process. Now, if you don't understand the value of outsourcing to a company like FSI, then I am at a loss for words, quite frankly, because here's the deal. As your company starts to grow very quickly, especially if you are dealing with tangible goods, you don't have the time to keep inventory in your home, in your basement, in your garage, even if you had inventory in a rented space. As Gifford pointed out, always think about the highest and best use of your time. Build relationships, not boxes. That's why you're in business, especially if you're functioning at a management or leadership type position. You don't have the time. It's just not the best use of your time. Specifically, if you want to work with a company like FSI, they're going to walk you through a very tried and tested process. They're going to first have a conversation with you to figure out exactly what you're looking for. They're then going to ask you how many SKUs, or in other words, how many different types of products do you have? And then they have a process where they actually help you set up on the front end as well as the back end all of the different parameters that go into actually ensuring that your inventory is managed as efficiently and as effectively as possible, and that your orders are actually fulfilled on time. They then take you through an onboarding process, which is about 40 to 60 days, I believe you said, Gifford?
That'll work. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then from that point, you are assigned to a customer service advocate who will be your primary point of contact in the event that there's ever any type of troubleshooting that has to take place. Again, if you're thinking about the cost that's associated with it, Gifford also brought up a really good point. You have to really think about not just the hard costs, but the opportunity cost as well. What is it worth versus what does it cost? If you have a physical product where you could benefit from warehouse storage space as well as inventory management services, and you want to learn more about FSI and what the folks that work with Gifford are doing, definitely go to their website. It's FSI3, and that's the number 3. P like profit, L.com. You can also call their office. That's country code 1-678-391-5980. Or you can actually email Gifford directly. His email address is GiffordP@FSI3PL.com. And Gifford is spelled GIFFORD. And that's P again like profit. As a reminder, we will have links to all of the resources that Gifford shared in the show notes at businessinfrastructure.tv. You'll also be able to see a video version of the interview while you're there. Again, that's businessinfrastructure.tv. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, stay focused, be encouraged. This entrepreneurial journey is a marathon and not a sprint. Until the next time.
Thank you for listening to Business Infrastructure, the podcast about curing back office blues with Alicia Butler-Pierre. If you like what you've heard, do us a favor and subscribe, leave a rating and review, and more importantly, share with your colleagues and team members who could benefit from the information. Join us next week for another episode of Business Infrastructure with Alicia Butler-Pierre.